And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Lead us not into temptation, just tell us where it is, we'll find it." Sam Levinson, the humorist, born New York City, 1911. It's the birthday of the novelist Simon Raven, born in London, 1927. He was going to become a professor of literature, but he said, "I very soon concluded that nothing would induce me to read, let alone take notes on, hundreds and hundreds of very, very, very boring books. So he turned to writing fiction instead, author of a 10-volume series of novels called Alms for Oblivion. First volume came out in 1964. It's the birthday of Stanley Martin Lieber, born in New York City in 1922. Grew up watching Errol Flynn movies and reading boys' adventure stories. Decided to be a writer, but he got a job just out of high school as a gopher for a publishing company that put out comic books. At first, he went to work getting people coffee, sweeping the floors, and running errands. Then he began to proofread, and then he began to write the occasional script. But he was embarrassed working on comic books, so he gave himself a pseudonym by taking his first name, Stanley, and dividing it in half, and calling himself Stan Lee. He was 18 years old when the editor of the publishing house quit, and Stan Lee got the job as head editor and writer. He was embarrassed still about working on comic books. He thought what they lacked was complex characters, and he set out to create characters that he personally could relate to, heroes with feet of clay. He created the Incredible Hulk, the X-Men, Thor, Doctor Strange, and the Amazing Spider-Man, an awkward teenager, Peter Parker, who develops superpowers after he's bitten by a radioactive spider. He was the first superhero to be filled with self-doubt, the first superhero to struggle with the question of whether he wanted to be a superhero at all. The publishing company hated the idea of Spider-Man, but the first issue sold every copy, and he went on to become one of the most popular superheroes ever invented. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, entitled Frankly. No one has time for the dying, and they don't have time for us either. Our lunch dates and appointments, their fitful sleeps and crusted eyes. Students circling in a parking lot down the road certainly don't have time. First period coming too soon will scatter clumps of flirtation. Moms in fitness garb with grocery lists and carpool numbers stuck to refrigerators have too many of the living to pick up, drop off. At the end, we bore the dying, our teary smiles, pitiful offerings. Frank said, "If I could only get back to my desk, back to work," and closed his eyes. Last line. What a surprise to learn the greatest pleasure of life was all that daily labor. A poem entitled Frankly by Naomi Shihab Nye from her collection Transfer, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.